talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was from Ed Sheeran, Lego House, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center, and we also organize the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Rachel Lollar with Advanced Window Fashions about some of the top types of window treatments people are choosing these days. Also, Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage, and Coralberry Cottage is a home furnishing company. They've got beautiful slipcover sofas and lots of great furnishings. And good news is the supply chain is loosening up, and you can get your furniture a lot quicker than you have had to in the past. Also, we'll be talking with Warren DeHaven with Carolina Relining Solutions, and this is a really interesting interview. It's one of those things no one really wants to talk about, but if you ever have a sewer backup, which we have had at our house, and it's disgusting, and Carolina Relining is the company to call to help you, and I wish I had known about them. Because I had to call several plumbers, and most plumbers are not used to doing that kind of work, and they do. And so this is going to be an interview that I'm going to suggest you write their number down and just keep it, because one of these days you're going to have a problem, and be good to. It's always good to have a reliable plumber that you can call, a reliable electrician. Those are things that you should be doing as a homeowner. And then we're also going to be talking to the husband-wife team, Ken and Kristen Rush, with the Rush Team Real Estate, and talking about what's happening in the real estate market here in Charleston as interest rates have ticked up a bit, and how that's affecting real estate here in Charleston, and how there's still some opportunities, because it's sort of turning more into a buyer's market than it is a seller's market. And the last couple of years, people have been able to sell their houses for whatever they were interested in asking for. And homes were being sold in record time, multiple offers over the asking price. And that's all changing in favor of buyers. So that's a good thing. But I did want to mention the Charleston Home and Design Show. This is our big home show that happens February 3rd through the 5th in 2023, which is coming right up. And we are virtually sold out, almost sold out. We're starting we actually just expanded the number of booths in our floor plan, and so we've had a waiting list for some businesses that cater to affluent homeowners here in Charleston. That's who we like to have as vendors. And we had a waiting list, and we were able to work them in. And so we are almost sold out. We've got about 5 or 10 more booths, and they're still really good spaces to go. And we always have big crowds at the Charleston Home and Design Show. I always say in the first part of the year, everybody has a project, and so demand is we always get big crowds coming out to the Charleston Home and Design Show. So if you happen to own a company that caters to affluent homeowners, if you're a home service provider, maybe you have a product that people don't really know that they need, that would be a good reason to give us a call to get word out in your company and to book jobs at the show. You can contact Charleston Home and Design Magazine online, or you can email me directly, tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com, tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com. Have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone right now is Rachel Lolar with Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Rachel?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Just fine. Rachel, take a moment and tell everyone about Advanced Window Fashions.
Awesome. So we are a local window treatment company. We've been in business for about 20 years, serving the Charleston area and the surrounding aisles. We specialize in shutters, soft treatments, and custom drapery. And then we also handle installation of window treatments as well. And we also service them. So long after your installation, we can service your products as you need them.
Excellent. Excellent. And what are some of the more favored window treatments that homeowners are choosing these days from Advanced Window Fashions?
Right now, with the winter season coming and a lot of folks having family in for the holidays, shutters continues to always be a very timeless, just very beautiful and simplistic look. We are in the South, and there are so many different customization options for shutters now, so you can really find something that suits your state, taste and your style, whether it's more traditional or a little bit more modern, whether or not you want to let in more light or less light. So that's always a popular choice. Roman shades, particularly your modern style Roman shade, have been in a lot lately. I feel like we're going on a lot of those installs and seeing customers really favor towards that. And then drapery is always in. We've been seeing an uptick in lots of drapery just to complement, either if you have existing treatments and you just want to complement them, give them something, you know, a little extra, bring a room together, or help with further light control. Drapery is always a really great product for those kinds of situations.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Good deal. And how about automated window treatments?
We've been noticing a lot more folks are opting for an automated treatment in this day and age of just having your home, your smart home products and, you know, everything just being easier. The automation just really is very, very popular. PowerView 3.0, Hunter Douglas just released the new version of PowerView this past May. It's all Bluetooth operated, everything. You can control your shades right from an app on your phone. So if you're laying in bed and want to close the shades and sleep in a little bit more on the weekends, you know, you've got that capability. And then they can integrate with your home assistants too. So Siri, Google, Alexa, and you can just have your smart home assistant just, you know, you can tell them to close the shades and they will. There's options to have them manual or automatically open and close during different times of the day. You can set home automations that will run, and they automatically adjust to your time zone too. So as we start getting into that time change for the winter, you don't even have to touch them. Your shades will automatically set to those time zone changes since it's all programmed through your phone. Mm. So lots of cool, fun things to do with that. A lot of ways to play. And then, of course, convenience, too. It just is so much easier to push one button and everything goes up, particularly if you have hard-to-reach windows or very large windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you ever have customers that do they typically go with the same window treatments throughout the home, or do they ever buy certain styles of window treatments for different rooms?
It kind of is a situational thing. There have definitely been lots of jobs where I have done the same window treatment throughout the entire house. And of course, adjusting liners and opacity where needed. Obviously, your bedrooms and your bathrooms need a little bit more privacy, a little bit more light control than some of your entertainment rooms, like your dining rooms or your living rooms. And then there have been customers that wanted different treatments throughout the house, depending on, you know, what rooms they are. So bedrooms, they wanted something maybe a little bit softer that would, you know, just really add to that comfort and the coziness that you want in a bedroom, and then have something, you know, a little different, like a shutter that lets in more light, and you can control the light for rooms like your living room or your dining room. So it really just kind of depends on your home and the customer and what they're looking for and how much cohesiveness they want. What's nice is products are very complementary, and there are a lot of products that, you know, you can kind of mix and match, and they look very cohesive together, even if, you know, even though they're different products.
Mm-hmm. Has Advanced Window Fashions ever had to kind of rescue a homeowner that maybe tried to buy window treatments and install them on their own?
Occasionally we have, especially if a homeowner has purchased something that's maybe semi-custom or cut down, because we go in and we take all those measurements and we, you know, we measure depth and we account for the fact that not all windows are going to be the exact same size. They're not always going to be completely square. Sometimes the top of the window is going to be wider than the bottom of the window. You can definitely tell the difference between something that was cut down to roughly the size of your window versus something that's been custom measured and ordered like we do. And they always breathe a sigh of relief when they've got a product that is no longer, you know, scraping the sides of the window as they're trying to operate it, because it fits in the window and it looks much better. There's definitely a aesthetically pleasing aspect to seeing something that's measured and tailored specifically to your window.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I made that mistake one time. I think I measured one window and just assumed that the other windows were the same size. And I definitely made a mistake there. And even with new construction, you'd think mm-hmm. everything would be nice and plumb and square, but even new construction, the windows might be off by an eighth or yep. a quarter inch, something like that.
Yep. In our business, eighth of an inch can be, you know, significant, and especially however it's wrapped too. Wood wrapped trim will definitely look and be different than like drywall wrapped trim, for example.
Mm-hmm. What's the life cycle for typical window treatments? Like if someone's got some older window treatments now maybe they want to, at what point would they want to trade those out?
So that also depends on the wear and tear. Typically they say you're lucky if you get 15 years out of your shade. Depending on how often you use it, depending on the environment the shade's in, it can last up to 15 years or longer. Since I've been here, I've seen shades older than me that are in great condition. And other than some maintenance here and there, maybe the occasional, you know, fly that got into the window treatments and needs to be vacuumed out, they really do look great. Typically, the time when we start seeing some replacements or when we have those very old shades that were, you know, late 90s to early 2000s, and they no longer make the parts anymore. So when those shades break, when those parts give out and there's no replacements, then it's time to get new shades. And that is, you know, covered under warranty with what we sell with Hunter Douglas. You know, they talk about how we can fix it and we can replace until those parts are obsolete. So mm-hmm. the good news is they, you know, keep those parts up to date. And when a part's obsolete, it's for a good reason. But you get a long life out of these shades, especially if you're just taking care of them and, you know, making sure you keep up with them.
Yep. And Advanced Window Fashion, you folks have got a rebate program going until December. Is that right?
Yes. So we've got select products that currently qualify for the rebate program. If you purchase a certain amount, you get a $100 rebate. It's in the form of an electronic gift card that can, you know, it's very easy to claim. And then any additional units with those select products gets an extra $25. So there's a, you know, now's a great time to buy. They always roll out this rebate program around the holidays. You know, one last little thing to treat your home with before the end of the year, you know, maybe get something in before family and friends come to visit for this season. But now's a great time to buy. It is running until December 3rd. So don't wait.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And one last thing I wanted to ask you about. I tell our listeners about the green fleet of vehicles that Advanced Window Fashion has now.
Yes. So I'm sure no one is surprised. You know, gas prices are going up and it's just getting really difficult for, you know, companies to, you know, go out. And when we're going out to Somerville and to Kiowa and Seabrook every day, it can start to, you know, kind of pile up a little bit. And I know homeowners are a little worried. We get that question all the time, if we can go out that far just with, you know, prices and everything going up the way it is. And so we've invested in our sales staff, because they're primarily the ones that are going out to multiple appointments a day, you know, on one end of Charleston to the other. We've invested in electric cars. So we officially have a full green fleet of vehicles for our sales staff, which we're really excited about. It just, you know, makes things easier, and we can continue to service all the way from the far reaches of Somerville down to Kiowa and Seabrook and beyond. So we're really excited about that. And it's just, you know, one thing we can do to make sure we can get to everybody.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations on that. And how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
So we always have a website that has got all our products, as well as some testimonials and information about what we do. That's always a great resource to start, especially if you're, you know, not sure really where to begin. You've got lots of options and visuals there. That's www.advancedwindowfashions.com. Of course, you can always call the office. We've got friendly staff who will be able to answer questions and get you set up where you need to go. Our number is 843-881-8858. And if you're just looking for, you know, design inspiration, you know, different aesthetics and what to choose, our Instagram is always a really great resource. I put a lot of work into it, making sure that you can see those treatments in real homes that might be similar to yours, or just even give design ideas, because I'm always posting that as well.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Rachel Lolar with Advanced Window Fashions. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you very much for having me, Tim.
And joining us on the phone right now is Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage. How you doing, Rutledge?
I'm great, Tim. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Rutledge, take a moment, tell everybody about Coralberry Cottage.
Coralberry Cottage is a furniture store that's been in business for over 11 years now. We are located in Mount Pleasant, and we are specialized in the coastal cottage look. So everything is generally lighter colors, taking elements of nature in our color palettes, lots of comfortable furniture that would fit right in a beach house, as well as it can skew upscale as well. But it's our thing is comfortable, casual beauty.
Mm. Yeah, and the coastal look is not just loved by locals here in the Charleston area, but people who are moving here, they oftentimes will say, I'm looking for a kind of a coastal look in my home. And describe some of the furnishings that Coralberry Cottage has that satisfy those customers.
Well, and on to that point, a lot of people that really embrace the coastal look often are newcomers, because it's exciting to them to be near the ocean and to, you know, have sea life, and they really embrace it in a way that locals are not necessarily eager to.
We take it for granted.
Starfish. Right, exactly. We're used to it by now. So the newcomers are, it's nice how excited they are about embracing that.
Right.
But at our store, we definitely, the color palette of the fabrics of our most popular furniture line, which is slip covered sofas and swivel gliders, the color palette that we sort of prescribe to from that collection is some neutrals. White sofas are still extremely popular. So you'll see a lot of white, sky blue, spa blue, kind of the aqua tones. And then some of them, like I like to pull in the natural elements. Like I do like to use a little bit of basic in the marshing, the real pretty green is I like to, there's a paint color that everybody loves around here called sea salt. That's just like the perfect marshy pale blue, green, and gray. And, that color palette that you're seeing around you inside your home. So aside from the slip covered furniture line, we also have local craftsmen building, lovely dining tables and credenzas, office furniture, all kinds of things. But again, with that, aside from it getting to be just the right size, we're often using, you know, a sort of maybe a gray stain that calls to mind driftwood, paint colors on the furniture. We do love painted furniture. That's definitely part of the cottage aesthetic and the coastal aesthetic as well. So paint colors might be more in the blue greens as accent colors to complement more neutral gray stains, natural wood stains, that type of thing.
And speaking of slip cover sofas, are those still really popular at Coral Berry Cottage?
They are. They are our best selling item. I know it's not for everyone, and we do have upholstered pieces, and the same company that makes slip cover furniture will also do upholstered. But the slip cover is king for us for two big reasons. One is you can clean it. So that's very appealing to people who, there's lots of people with their Labradoodles and their Goldens and all of the popular dogs around here. So it's pet friendly to be able to wash your whole sofa. And the other aspect is you can replace, basically, if your sofa gets ruined or you even just change your style, you can order a new slipcover to completely replace the previous one.
Hmm. Cool. So we've been talking a lot about the beautiful furnishings at Coral Berry Cottage. At one point during COVID, the lead times to get that furniture was pretty lengthy. What's the lead times like these days?
I'm happy to report things are getting way better. We had gotten up to 8 months, sometimes even a little bit longer. And now we are happy to say that it is about 3 months.
3 months. And that's pretty normal.
Yeah, not bad. That's, yes. I mean, back in the day, it would be closer to two, but three sounds a lot like two.
Yeah.
and we have our furniture, like wood furniture lines. We have a couple of those that are even faster. Mm. One of them comes as a standard set of colors, and that is only about a month long wait. And the other one is custom colored between 50, you get to choose from 50 or 60 finishes. And that now, that got up to 6 months, and now that's more like 2 months.
Hmm. Gotcha. And you were telling me before we started the interview that Coral Berry Cottage, because we have so many out-of-towners who maybe have second homes here in the Charleston area, that you've been doing a lot of shipping of furnishings to people out of the Charleston area.
Yes, there have been a lot of people who they love the aesthetic down here. They don't have a store back home, wherever back home is. They don't have a store that can supply that look. So for years now, we've been shipping to them via White Glove. Essentially, the White Glove shipping company picks up at the factory when the special order is ready and delivers it into their home in smaller, not giant 18-wheelers, but regular moving van-sized trucks, brings it all the way in, unpacks it, et cetera. So I have found that the people that really, really appreciate that are people who live in very high cost of living cities, such as the D.C. metro area, New York. They find it also, aside from being the aesthetic they want, much more reasonably priced than what they would find locally.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, and Coral Berry Cottage, for many, many years, you folks have become known as a great place to go to find some very, very unique holiday gifts. Is Coral Berry Cottage ramping up for that now?
It's out. It's ready. It's on the shelf. We're playing the Christmas music, so it's time to come in and get festive. We have some very popular hand-knitted ornaments and little miniature stockings that we've always carried that have always been popular. And those are stocked up and ready to roll. Our own personal line of candles, we have one that's called Christmas Cottage, and we have occasionally sold out, but we are fully stocked this year, so those are ready to roll. And yeah, it's time.
Well, that's great. And you told me something that I didn't know that before we started the interview, that Coralberry Cottage has a second location up in Rhode Island. Is that right?
That is right. One of the founding partners, Melissa Hempstead, she has been spending all of her summers of her life essentially on a small island that you get to by ferry. It's called Block Island. And during COVID, she ran up there to escape the madness of quarantining, et cetera, in her favorite place. And she ended up really, really getting interested in the idea of opening one up there, because the island, being as remote as it is, it has not had a furniture store of our ilk, I don't think ever, but they have stores, you know, little stores that cater to the tourists. But generally, the islanders who live there year round have to go off island to get their furniture, for sure. And they have to bring it over on a ferry, which that has not changed. We ferry it over also. But she ended up buying this beautiful church. It's a picture, the wood shingle style New England, but as a church with beautiful stained glass windows. It had been converted into a B&B and needed a huge renovation, but she undertook the renovation. It's stunning, absolutely beautiful. And yeah, it's been a big hit there on Block Island, and lots of people there have multiple homes. So we've just been, it's been expanding as to how many states we ended up shipping furniture to.
Well, that's great. Well, how can you get more information about Coralberry Cottage? And you folks have got a not-so-new location, but you moved there recently, maybe in the last year, correct?
We just hit our one-year mark on November 1st, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And where is that?
So that is on Highway 17, just north of the intersection of 17 and Venning Road. It's Mathis Ferry on one side and Venning Road. And so it's right south of the town center as well. But the turn to where parking is in the back, that's how Mount Pleasant likes it. They want the storefront up front, parking in the back. So the parking lot is directly to the right after OB Grocery, a little modern drive-through OB mm-hmm. grocery. And we love it. It's got lots of great natural light. It's open and spacious and has a good feel, just like our old store had a good feel.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, good deal. And how about on the web?
CoralberryCottage.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage, and check them out for all your furnishing needs and for great gift items for Christmas time. Thanks so much, Rutledge.
Thank you, Tim.
And joining us on the phone right now is Warren DeHaven with Carolina Relining Solutions. How you doing, Warren?
I'm good, Tim. Thanks for having me today.
You bet. Warren, take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina Relining Solutions.
Yeah, so Carolina Relining Solutions is focused on sewer line restoration and trenchless pipe restoration. So what we do, essentially, we're able to repair and replace your sewer line pipes without having to dig and excavate your yard or your house. So if you've been told by one of the local plumbers, hey, we need to dig this line up, we need to dig up your house, we're going to have to dig through, you know, your kitchen, your bathroom, and then re-pour concrete and replace all your tile, we have a solution for you that will help to eliminate a lot of costs associated with restoring your house, restoring everything above that sewer line, and we can typically get it done in less than a day.
Gotcha. Well, let's back up for a second, because before a homeowner has a conversation with a plumber and the plumber tells them about having to tear everything up, they're experiencing some problems. What kinds of telltale signs or problems will a homeowner experience that would motivate them to place that call to a plumber?
Right. Well, I mean, just like a roof or any other of the parts in your house, your sewer line does have a shelf life on it, which if you have a cast iron cast iron sewer line, like a lot of people do around here, or clay terracotta, it's about a 50-year life expectancy. So as that pipe starts to get older, the lining inside of the pipe starts to decay, and you start to build up rust and tuberculation and scale inside of that pipe. And that causes solids and things to get hung up as it's supposed to flow through the pipe. So if you're starting to experience backups, you're starting to get sewer gas smells, you have gargling toilets, or if you've had a situation where you've had backups to where sewage starts coming up in other locations, such as showers or sinks, that's a really good indication that you've got a mainline sewer issue. And that's probably related to an old decaying sewer line.
Mm-hmm. So that sewer line that goes between the street and your house, that's not something the water company is responsible for. Is that correct?
That's right. Every jurisdiction here in Charleston has a little bit different rules as to where they pick up that pipe and where you're responsible for it. But for the most part, the homeowner is responsible for the sewer line for everything that's under their house all the way to where it ties into your main line. So a lot of times that can even be out in the street of the or across the street from your house.
Hmm. So talk about what Carolina Relining Solutions can do to fix that problem.
Right. So if you've had backups, you've experienced backups, and you would like to get a permanent solution to stop this headache, what we would do, the first thing we would do is we'd come in and we'd do a camera inspection to evaluate the shape of your current line and to make sure what materials it's built out of. So if you have a clean out in the front of your house, it makes the camera inspection really easy. If you don't have a clean out, we can always do it through a toilet line, or we can install a clean out for you. Because every house, new codes require you to have a clean out, but a lot of these older houses, you don't have clean outs in the front.
What's the clean out look like that they might notice it?
If you see a white cap, typically with a square head on top of it, mm-hmm. square nut head on top of it, in your yard, that is a clean out. And clean outs come in different shapes and sizes. Sometimes you have a one directional clean out, which when you open it up, you can only go from that clean out towards the street. That's kind of an older style. The newer styles are what we call a bi-directional clean out, where you open it up and it actually has a T that allows the camera or the auger to go both directions, both towards your house and towards the street. So what we'd like to see and what we recommend all customers have is a bi-directional clean out where your sewer line leaves your house and enters into your yard going towards your main city lateral. But just kind of to back up a little bit and tell you what the process and what we would do, mm-hmm. If you have a backup, obviously you can give us a call and we'll come out and we'll clear your backup for you. And then we'll determine the cause of the backup. So backups could be caused by an old deteriorated pipe that has trench rot in it, which means the bottom of your pipe is actually starting to rot out to where the bottom of your pipe is disappearing. Or it could be caused by just heavy, heavy scale tuberculation buildup. So that's why we got to get in there and get a camera evaluation to know what is the cause of your issues. Mm-hmm. Once we've determined the cause of your issues, we can then provide you with a solution, whether it's our pulled in place UV liner or inversion reliner, or if it's an epoxy spin coating liner. There's several different products that we offer for different situations to make sure we got the right fit for your sewer line.
Mm-hmm. So the relining part, that's very, very interesting. So you're not digging up the old pipe and then putting a new pipe in there. Talk about the relining of the old existing pipe that's in the ground.
Right. So the first thing we got to do is get a clean host pipe. So we use the pipe, the existing pipe that is in the ground, essentially as a conduit to install a new pipe into it. So first thing we would do is we come through and we would clean and descale that pipe. We get all the corrosion and all the buildup out of the pipe. And then the next thing we would do is jet the pipe to get, to get everything that we removed out. And now we got a clean host line. And then the relining process itself is, as I kind of mentioned earlier, we have a couple different processes. The first process is called inversion. And what we do, there's a drum, a host drum that we have the pipe coiled up into. And it's kind of like a felt, almost sock, if you will, that we use air pressure and we blow it into the existing pipe. And then following that, we blow what is called a calibration tube into the pipe. And that is a big balloon that we air up and lets the liner form to the pipe. It actually makes the liner round like you would want your pipe to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a UV light that we send in inside of the blown up liner. And that UV light cures the resin that is impregnated in the liner to harden it and make it as hard, kind of like a new PVC pipe inside of your old cast iron pipe.
Mm.
And at that point in time, that old cast iron pipe that's decaying is no longer needed. It's because you have a new pipe in place.
Mm. Gotcha. So a lot of people are familiar with the resins and when you mix one part with another, that you have a short amount of time usually to kind of mix it together before it gets hard, so that's kind of the case, and the UV light is what you use to harden and cure the new relined pipe in the ground. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So once we mix it, it really has a shelf life of about 6 months. So you don't have to worry about it hardening unless it comes in contact with UV light. That liner will not be activated unless it comes in contact with UV light, which obviously the sun provides UV light. So if we were outside, we do have to protect that liner from UV light while it's being installed. But other than that, I mean, it's only activated by the UV light. You wouldn't, it's not like a ambient resin where it's going, the two parts mix together and it will start hardening immediately.
Mm. Oh, I gotcha. Good deal. And so when, after the pipe is relined, it's good as new then, right? It's just as good as having to tear up your whole lawn and parts of your house to remove the old cast iron pipe, and you've got a new relined pipe. Is that right?
Yeah, and I mean, one of the advantages of it that makes it actually better than new is it's a seamless pipe, so there's actually no joints that roots can get in and grow through. So a lot of issues that you see is that bell where your terracotta comes together, or even mm-hmm. joints where you have PVC pipe that wasn't maybe glued as well as it should be. You'll get root intrusion growing through those joints. But when you do a pipe liner, you actually have a seamless, jointless pipe that roots cannot penetrate. So in some ways, it's actually better than a dig and replace PVC pipe.
Mm-hmm. Where are there specific parts of town where homes are are more susceptible to this kind of thing?
Well, definitely the older houses are going to have more issues. And then the relining isn't probably going to be as cost effective on a house that's elevated, that has a good crawl space and has a sewer line that's elevated in the crawl space. where we're going to be the most effective and the most cost effective is when you actually are going to have to get into digging and digging up, you know, yards, driveways, concrete, or if some of the older houses that are not very elevated, the pipe is immediately underground and it gives you about a foot of working headroom in there. And you can imagine trying to get in there and dig that out with that little headroom. Those are the situations where we're going to be able to provide you the most cost savings for sewer pipe restoration, sewer pipe relining.
Gotcha. And when you say older homes, you know, some people are thinking the older homes downtown, but are there other older homes in other parts of town where Carolina Relining Solutions has done this kind of work?
Well, right. Like as I stated, like a sewer line, your cast iron pipe has a life expectancy of about 50 years. So majority of Charleston, the houses in Charleston are older than 50 years. So when I say older house, I mean something older than 50 years.
I gotcha. Yeah. And there's,
I don't just mean the, you know, downtown historic district.
Right. Yeah. And, for whatever reason, those ranch style brick homes that you see all through West Ashley and James Island and Mount Pleasant, those were probably built in the 60s or 70s, and those are about 50 years old. So, what happens? How quickly does Carolina Relining Solutions respond when there's a problem? Because, you know, if it's one thing to kind of smell sewer gas and try to figure out, you know, how to live with that. But then when you actually have a toilet that overflows or some sewage that's backing up to into the shower or bath or something like that, that's not something that people can live with. They need help right away.
Right. So we actually have a sister company, Rooter Now, which specializes in drain cleaning and residential plumbing. So if you have an immediate issue, we can get out to you same day, 24-hour service, solve your immediate problem. We'll get you cleared, we'll get you flowing, and then we can get that camera inspection done at the same time, get that data over to Butch, who's our manager at Carolina Relining Solutions, who's got over 25 years of industry experience doing the relining, and he can get a look at it and get you a permanent solution. So, for the customers that have an immediate, hey, I've got a backup and I need somebody now, you can call us and we'll get our sister company, Rooter Now, out there and we'll take care of you immediately.
That's good to hear. And because we experienced something like this in the past, and not many plumbers want to do this kind of work, right? They're more used to I can come out and install a new toilet for you, or install the fixtures in your shower or what have you. But this is a bigger job, and you know, people start calling plumbers, they're either not going to get a call back or they're going to get told that this is not really their specialty.
Right. I mean, we specialize in sewer pipe restoration, so if you've got a sewer issue, give us a call. We oftentimes can fix problems that other people can't.
Yeah, and we're going to give your number in a couple of minutes, but I am a firm believer. It's good to have a good electrician that you can call. It's good to have a good reliable plumber that you can call if you have a problem. And if you're experiencing what we've been describing here today, you're definitely going to want to have a number on your phone memorized for Carolina Relining Solutions, because it's going to save you a lot of time calling different plumbers and them, you know, it takes time for them to get back to you and what have you, and then to be told that they really don't do that kind of work, and if they were to do it, they're going to charge you a kind of a nuisance fee because they really don't want to do that work. So if somebody's willing to pay whatever amount, then yeah, we'll do it for you. But Carolina Relining Solutions, you folks, this is your specialty. This is your bread and butter, right?
That's right.
Well, let's share that number with our listeners now then, and hopefully they can write this down. It's good to be prepared. Sometimes your mind is telling you, I need to write that number down for the future, and you're just not quite motivated enough to do it. But I would like our listeners to take a moment and write down this number and website so that if and when something like this happens, they'll know exactly who to call.
Right. So you can reach our office number at 843-212-4111. And if you have any issues, you can ask for me directly. My name is Warren. And our website is crscharleston.com.
crscharleston.com. And that's the initials for Carolina Relining Solutions, correct?
That is correct. And again, the phone number is 843-212-4111.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Warren DeHaven with Carolina Relining Solutions. Thanks so much, Warren.
Thank you, Tim.
And joining us on the phone right now is the husband-wife team of the Rush Team Real Estate, Kristen and Ken Rush. How are you folks doing?
Awesome.
Doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. We'll take a moment and tell everyone about the Rush Team Real Estate Concierges.
We are a team that started in 2016. We've sold over 100 homes. We've worked with people from all over the country and the world, for that matter. We live in Mount Pleasant, but we work a lot in Somerville, Goose Creek, and all over the area. We've been really blessed to sell some really high-end houses, but I would say most of the homes we sell are under $1 million.
Okay. All right. Good deal. And what's happening in the real estate market? Is have people stopped buying real estate because of the interest rates?
Well, it's definitely slowed down some, but I would say it's not stopped. We're still seeing lots and lots of people wanting to live in beautiful Charleston. And our job is just to help them accomplish that goal.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to buyers right now who are looking are still in the market? They're still at home at night, poring over online listings and things like that. So they definitely still want to purchase a home, but they're just not sure if this is a good time to do it with interest rates being a little higher.
Well, imagine if you had been in that same place in 2020 when COVID hit and people were predicting the end of the world and you sat out because, oh, this isn't a good time. You would have lost probably an increase on that home you would have bought in 2020. You'd have lost 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And Charleston is one of the hottest growing cities in the United States. And so I would counsel people not to wait, but look at strategies for being a smart buyer. One of the things that's interesting is when the interest rates went over 7%, the market changed from a seller's market to a buyer's market. And so for the first time, we're seeing sellers giving concessions, and that hasn't happened since 2019 before COVID.
So it's more of a buyer's market now than a seller's market?
Completely. You know, it's if real estate is location, location, location. If you're on deep water, if you're on the ocean, there's not a lot of that to go around. So that's not as much price affected. But most people are, if you took and bought a $400,000 house at a 3% interest rate and put 20% down, your monthly payment would be, with everything, taxes and everything, under $2,000. At 7%, that same house would either have to cost $320,000 to get the same monthly payment, or you would have a payment of $2,600 a month. Mm. So it is a pretty startling change. But right. We're working a lot with lenders to do an interest rate buy down. So the seller might give a concession of $20,000 on a $500,000 house, which would allow the lender to structure a loan so that their first year payments would be maybe at 5%, the second year at 6%. And they're predicting that the market's going to change dramatically toward the middle to the end of next year, and we'll probably see 5% interest rates again.
Right. So the interest rate thing is kind of temporary.
Yeah. But that gives people a chance to afford the house that they want. Mm-hmm. And they're still locking in at a fixed rate. They're just using the buyer concession money to buy down the rate for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Are any of your clients at the Rush team opting for an adjustable rate mortgage?
They're looking at it pretty hard sometimes, but those of us that remember back to 2008, the problem was your arm hit and your rate went way up and you couldn't get out of it because the comps weren't coming in because the market crashed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of schools of thought on that. Oh, I can always get out of it, or maybe I can't. But if you have a firm fixed rate, you know what your payment is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So from a buyer's point of view, this is a good time because there's a little less demand. So sellers are having to make more concessions and perhaps lower the prices a little bit. Agents want there to be want houses to be priced at a price that will sell. Not, not just sit there. And so,
right.
This is, you know, you folks are going to advise your clients to keep that in mind, I'm sure. What about from the seller's point of view? So somebody has a house, they're interested in downsizing maybe, or, moving to a different part of town or something like that. What do you, with these little higher interest rates, what do you say to sellers?
Well, first of all, a lot of them have seen the appreciation on the value of their property, and they'd like to get some of that money out and maybe get either more house or, like you say, downsize. But let's go back to the example of a $400,000 house at 3%. That same house would need to be 20% less. I don't think they have to price it 20% less in today's market, but they have to be aware that, the buyers, because of the high interest rate, aren't going to be able to afford as much. So we try to counsel maybe to offer the buy down as part of the incentive, which makes a full price offer a lot more attractive because mm-hmm. the buyer's going to get 5%, 6% for a couple of years, and pretty good chance they'll be able to refinance down the road.
Gotcha. And, I think back to the 1990s when they announced that the Charleston Navy base was going to be closing, and everybody was freaking out. And I remember a real estate agent at that time said, in my experience, any place on the water has always consistently attracted more people that wanted to move there. And that has certainly been the case. If you look back from the 90s, through today, people are pouring into Charleston. A lot of people want to live here. And, So the demand is definitely not going to curtail. People are going to continue to want to move here. So it's a good time to be able to buy that property now, and knowing that their prices will go back up eventually.
Yes, absolutely.
I think the mortgage industry is anticipating that homes in bought in 2023 will have about a 7% appreciation rate.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, for a lot of people, their home is their savings account. It's where they start to build wealth. So if you love Charleston, don't wait, because prices are not going to go backwards.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the Rush team, you folks have got a listing on John's Island. You've got a an open house going on tomorrow. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. And it's 2410 Dozier, and it's in Stono View Ferry, which is a new subdivision. The cool thing about this house is if you're thinking you would like something that's relatively new and you don't want to, but you don't want to wait for new construction, and you don't want to have to put the blinds in and all the things that go with buying a new house. Well, this house is only 2 years old, and it's going to come with washer and dryer and refrigerator. They spent a lot of money upgrading the house. It's got a beautiful area for entertaining out back, a fire pit, an open entertainment area, bar underneath the house. It's a really cool house, and Stono Ferry has access to the Stono River, comes with the HOA, so you can have a boat, launch a boat, right there in one of the hottest places to live in Charleston.
Yeah, yeah, and they had the big event out there last weekend with the steeplechase, so you're right there part of that.
Yeah. Well, good. John's Island is probably the hottest place in the Charleston area right now for growth. Well, more affordable prices.
Well, just remember, you can always refinance, and you know, I personally can think of one property that I refinanced, I think, three different times, and was able to keep lowering that rate. So, you know, you might have to bite the bullet a little bit right now, but you know, it's not gonna the interest rates will get low again. So you can always refinance in the future.
Absolutely.
How can folks get more information about the Rush Team Real Estate?
They can go to rushteamrealestate.com, and they get where they could call us directly. All of our information is on our website there.
Okay, rushteamrealestate.com, and you can always find the Rush Team in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking to the husband-wife team, Kristen and Ken Rush of the Rush Team Real Estate. Thanks so much, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Talking about a home, talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home, talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand, I want to be your man, I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing, I said a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.